Blog Talk Radio.
And we want to welcome all of you from all over the world to the Earthquake Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line, a line dedicated to giving God prayer and praise. It's kind of early in the morning, and we're here at the hospital with Mother Johnson again. You know, God is the God of repetition. Amen. It's all right to get up on Monday, but it's all right to get up on Tuesday, and it's all right to get up on Wednesday, and all right to get up on Thursday. As long as your mother is in the hospital, it's all right to be there. And even when she's not, it's all right to get up. God created repetition, and there's nothing wrong with it. When you have something good and you're doing something good, it's a blessing. It's a miracle in it. Amen. You never know where you might end up in life. All of the leaders that I'm talking to, you can't never tell what will happen. And you may need somebody to be there for you. And it is true that you reap what you sow. Be there for somebody else. The Lord will bless you for it. Amen. This is the first fruits line where miracles happen. Look back over your shoulder, and I want you to remember the miracles that God does for you. Some of you have had so many marvelous miracles to happen to you, and some that you don't even realize. Sometimes God will put a miracle in your life, and you don't even see that you got a miracle. Learn to realize and to see that you got a miracle, because miracles don't have to be there. Yeah, God doesn't have to bless you with a miracle. He doesn't have to give permission for miracles to fall on you. Learn to appreciate miracles. And if you do, God will give you what you really need in life. Miracles like you've never seen are happening in 2015. Yeah, learn to recognize when God gives you a miracle. I was on the highway, I was getting ready to change lanes. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, "Look, look, look," like that. And I turned around and looked to my right. And just when I looked to my right, whoosh, car came by me. It was about 95, maybe 100 miles an hour. Just whoosh. Mm-hmm. If I had not listened to the Holy Ghost, no telling what the enemy was. I know he was trying to kill me, but life and death are in the power of the Lord, and we know the Bible says it's wrong, but God controls power and death, life and death. So I realized that I got a miracle, and I went to praising God all up and down the highway. Yeah, I'd rather be praising him all up and down the highway than to have my body and my guts killed all up and down the highway. Yeah. Okay, come on, mute your phone. You gotta just mute your phone. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, thank you so much. Now, here's the way to do. You realize I did that once. Cut that off now. Don't let it come back again. And in 15 minutes, because you pushed loose. No, I'm depending on you not to do that. So I'm saying that you got to realize that you get miracles. When you get a miracle, learn not to forget it and to thank God for it over, use repetition. Thank God over and over and over again. The blog line last night was off the hook. My God, off the chain. So many people on there are giving God praise. It's almost something like a roar. Oh, my God. I want to thank all of you who were on there last night and who led the prayer. I don't want to start calling names, because I know I've missed somebody. But to all of you who led the prayer last night, it was, my God, mighty, mighty, mighty. The anointing was on there very, very heavily. And I want to thank all of you who joined us on the blog line. It just says that you got time for God. Yeah, yeah. You said, "Well, I got time for God." Well, why don't you join him on the prayer line and give him 1,000 thank yous? Yeah, well, I do that anyway. Well, there's something about the saints who come together. Yeah. Prostitutes hang together. Homosexuals hang together. They went to the White House together and marched on the White House. Gamblers, with Gamblers Anonymous, they hang together. Why can't the saints hang together? Yeah. We strengthen each other. I was strengthened last night as I listened to the people lead the praise unto God. Amen. Saints need to hang together. That's why the Bible tells us, forsake not yourselves to assemble yourselves together in unity. It's very, very important that saints hang together. And how can two walk together unless they agree? You don't need to be hanging with folks who really don't, who are not on your spiritual level. It's not good. It's not good. They'll pull you away from the Lord the more you hang with them, because they're determined that they're not going to ever change in life. And they're after different things than you're after. So, God bless you. It's a good time, about 6:04. I do want to get some praise reports today. I want to thank God again for Prophet Boss, who came to us on, I believe it was Tuesday, amen. And it was a magnitudinous word, simple to the point, but yet strong. I have this motto, it doesn't take long to be strong, amen. In our church, I may preach. Sometimes I'll preach a hefty message, 40, 45 minutes. But sometimes I'll preach a 15-minute message. And why? Because I believe that. It doesn't take long to be strong. You don't have to have church all day for the Holy Ghost to move. The Holy Ghost can move so quickly until you might even miss it. Paul and Silas prayed at midnight. God heard the prayer at midnight. God moved at midnight, dispatched an angel at midnight, and an angel made it from heaven to earth at midnight. The jail cells shook open at midnight. And all I got to do is tell you is that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So it doesn't take long to be strong if the Lord is in the midst of it. God bless you. He's coming back to us again on tomorrow. Amen. Prophet Voss will be back to us again. He blessed my heart, so they got a prayer line, too, and God's blessing them. And I want to thank God for Pastor Williams. Actually, Ambassador Ambassador Julie Hagan. She is the originator, the founder of that prayer line, the lifeline. Thank God for Pastor Williams, who helps her immensely. But she was the brainchild of that lifeline there, and it's going strong every day. I want many of you ambassadors to start a lifeline, a prayer line. God told me to make a prayer army across the world. I'm trying, Lord, I'm trying. And it's coming. You're helping us. Thank you so much. I want you to make a prayer cell across the country. Amen. Start a prayer cell. Let us know that you got it going so I can visit it. I'd like to speak on there. Amen. Impart to the people on your prayer cell. Lord bless you and keep you. Thank God for people who are inviting me now to their areas, amen, to be the special guest and the minister. The Lord has blessed it in a great way. So thank you so much. I am open for coming to your area to bless you, to bless the people in your area. All you have to do is call. Amen. Call. Amen. And the Lord, if it's in the Lord's will come. Amen. I want to just ask all of you, your will. Here we go again. Put your praise, your phone on me. Thank you. All right. Place your phone on me, darling. God bless you. And God bless all of you. Now, I do want to accomplish something today in a good way. This is Thursday night. And tonight we're going to have something very, very special tonight. And also tomorrow we'll have something very, very special. And Put your phone on mute. Put your phone on mute. Put the mute button. Thank you. We're going to have something, a nightmare session. We're going to have that all night shut in tonight. And now I know you have a lot of wisdom, whoever that is, please. Use your wisdom. Amen. Use your wisdom. Let us come back and give you, use your wisdom. Tonight we want to have an all night shut in. I want somebody to get these notes for me. Amen. And I need to accomplish this. The Lord brought it back to our attention yesterday as Ambassador Stern prayed the kingdom down. My God, that woman prayed. And in that prayer, she mentioned what the Lord had mentioned to me somewhat earlier, a few days ago. Well, actually about a couple weeks ago. He wants us to do this all-night shut-in once a month. Yeah, and tomorrow night, not tomorrow night, tonight, this is the night that we've chosen to do it. God forgave me. You know, we all sin, whether you realize it or not. We all sin. And I was guilty of the sin of omission. I didn't do what the Lord told me to do. He forgave me, and I'm so grateful. But tonight I want to try to do it, and that is have our all-night shut-in. And let me just say it to you right now. I want to do this the last Wednesday in each month. Amen. Some of y'all keep me reminding because you got to remember I'm no longer 25. Amen. I hope you know what I mean. But the last Wednesday of each month is when I want to do it. This is the last Thursday. I missed it last night. You have to, when you miss it, you got to realize it, and you got to be willing to admit, I missed it. I missed it. See, that's why folks don't get saved too much, because y'all up here trying to act like you're so holy. You ain't never made a mistake. You ain't never done that. See, that's why folks don't want to be like you, because you're not transparent. I want to say for all of y'all, I missed it. I missed it last night, but God forgave me and going to give me another chance tonight, and I'm going to take advantage of that chance, and I'm not going to miss it tonight. We're going to have an all-night shut-in tonight, and I want to start here by getting those persons who will be willing to do something for the Lord. Have you been praying, Lord, use me? Let's get the proof in the pudding then. You've been praying, Lord, use me. Here's a chance. Amen. One of the things you can do for him is be the person who's over the all-night shut-in for a period of time, maybe perhaps 30 minutes or an hour. You take the prayer. And you lead the prayer. What do you do during that time? Do what the Lord leads you to do. You can speak during that time, or have a speaker, or have two or three speakers. If you want to have an hour, you can have a couple of speakers who will speak 15 minutes apiece. And the rest of it, you want to have testimonies if you want to. Amen. I don't even mind if some of y'all sing a song. You can have a soloist. But it's like having a service. You're going to be over the service. You'll be responsible for the service at that time. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. I hope you understand me. I'm trying to be as simple as I can in my explanation. But you will be over the service during that time. Well, what do you mean? Well, you can take it in 30-minute increments or an hour. You can be over the service from 9 to 9:30. 10:30, or from 11 to 12, a whole hour, it can be yours. All I need is a volunteer. So I'm going to open the line up in just a moment. I hope you have understood what I'm saying. And the only time I think I have filled is Sister Lucille said to me that she wanted to have, I believe, the 10 o'clock hour, 10 to 10:30. But we have the 9 to 9:30 or the 9:30 to 10 open. We have the 10:30 to the 11 open, 11:30 open, 11:30 to 12 open, 12 to 1 or 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6 open. And then we'll be back with the prayer line again, which I got at 6 o'clock. All right, I hope you get these notes for me, and let's move on this. All right, God bless you. Who, amen, let me ask special assistant, Sister Gina. Can you get those notes for us?
Yes, sir.
All right, who would take the 9? This is very, very important that we move on this expeditiously. But who will say, Pastor, I want the 9 to 9:30? Or the 9 to 10? Who will do that first of all? If you will, speak up right away, right away.
God bless you. To the Pfeiffer here, I will take that hour from 9 to 10.
All right, all right. Who wants the 10 to 10:30 or 10 to 11?
Sister Geraldine Garnett.
Sister Geraldine Garnett, okay. Who wants 11 to 11:30 or 11 to 12?
Ambassador Stern would take 11 to 12.
All right. All right, now. We're getting ready to put the cheese on the cracker now. Who will take the 12, the 12:30 or 12 and 1?
I'll take Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Stern, Miss Evangelist LaTanya. And I'll take the 12 to 1.
All right, 12 to 1. All right, who'll take the 1, the 1:30 or 1 to 2?
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson, in Indianapolis.
You taking the 1 to 2?
Yes, sir.
All right, who'll take the 2, the 2:30 or 2 to 3? Well, you can put me in the... All right, go ahead. Who'll take the 2 to 3? 2 to 3, put me down. All right. Who'll take the 3 to 4? A.M. This is A.M. Now, some of y'all are going to be up because some of y'all be watching Steve Harvey at that time. 3 to 4. Come on. Who'll take the 3 to 4?
Oh, this is Ambassador Lake Lacey.
This is who now? Ambassador Lake, Dr. Lacey. Am I correct?
Yes.
3 to 4, right?
That's right.
All right, thank you. We will take the 4 to 5 or 4 to 4:30, either one. Somebody's trying to speak. The 4 to 4:30 or 4 to 5. All right, put me down until we get somebody else. All right, I'll be happy to do that. Who'll take the 5 to 6?
I will take it, Ambassador Johnson, Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern.
All right. Hallelujah. All right, and then I got it at 6 o'clock. Thank you. That was much easier this time to do that than do it last time. Thank God for you. Amen. We got all those slots filled. Let's have our all-night shut-in and get the word out. Like somebody took a gun and shot somebody and killed them. Why don't you get the word out about we're going to have our all-night shut-in tomorrow.
Excuse me, Ambassador, but who do you have from 10 until, I thought we had Ambassador Stitt for 10 o'clock.
Okay.
From 10 until 10:30, and then Sister Lucille from 10:30 to 11. Where is Sister Garnett coming in?
I don't know. Y'all got those notes. Sister Garnett, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. I can say 10 to 10:30, but it's not. It's just
well, I mean, we can double up. That's not a problem. We can have two at a different time, that same hour.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Uh-huh.
This is Sister Sheila from Connecticut. I've been trying to get in to state that I wanted an hour, but I don't know what happened to my phone that you guys wasn't hearing me.
What hour do you want?
Well, it was one that you said that we would go, I think it was the 4 to 5.
Okay. Who do we have 4 to 5? Put Sister Sheila that one.
Okay, you took from 4 to 5. So
I'll give up, and you can have that, Sister Sheila, from 4 a.m. to 5. Now, you're on the East Coast. Are you meaning Central Time or East Coast Time? Because that would be a little different.
Okay, I'm trying to go with my time. Central Time.
Okay, 4 to 5. All right, your 4 a.m. will be 3 a.m. So you're talking about 3 to 4.
Four. Give me 4.
So you want 4?
Yes, 4 a.m.
Okay, 4 a.m., which will be 3 a.m. our time.
So okay, that's about, right.
Yeah. She's talking about 3 to 4. Who has 3 or 4? Amen.
Dr. Lacey.
Okay,
Dr. Lacey.
No problem.
All right. But you can also be there and help at that same time. I'm sure Dr. Lacey wouldn't mind you helping.
Okay. Thank you.
Sister Shooter, Dr. Lacey, Ambassador-elect Dr. Lacey, she wants to help what you receive every time. She said, good, very good. Okay, so you'll help at that time.
Yes,
anybody
sir.
Else want to jump in here? Man, we can couple. Amen. The disciples went 2 by 2. Amen. So it's good. If you want to volunteer for a time, speak up now so we can be expecting to hear from you. Anybody else?
We couldn't understand, Chief Ambassador, couldn't understand who was taking it from 5 to 6.
Who was taking it from 5 to 6?
Dr. Johnson is taking it from 5 to 6, and then he's rolling in at 6 o'clock to...
Ambassador Stern has 5 to 6.
Wait a minute. I do apologize. Ambassador Stern has 5 to 6. Dr. Johnson has from 4 until 5. Dr. Stern comes on at 5 to 6, and then Dr. Johnson comes back at 6 to 7.
But if anyone wants to take the 4 to 5, I mean 5 to 6, I certainly would yield.
Well, if anyone wants the 4 to 5, that would lift that on for me. If you want to take it from 4 to 5, anybody? All right. God bless you. I think we got all the hours covered. We'll begin tonight at 9 p.m. Tonight at 9 p.m. Right, who has the 9 p.m., Sister Gina?
Dr. Pfeiffer.
That's fine. Okay. All right.
Can she call them all off for us? I'm sort of.
Well, tell me
the
time I was supposed to have.
Okay, from 9 until 10 is Ambassador Pfeiffer. From 10 to 10:30.
Let me stop you just a moment. Ambassador Pfeiffer?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to take it from 9 to 9:30 because we do 1,000 thank yous during that time. But from 9:30 to 10, please, I'll give it to you in your hands.
That is fine.
All right, make that correction, sister. Ambassador Gina.
All right.
Okay. Watch
from 9 until 9:30 is our Chief Ambassador. From 9:30 to 10 is Ambassador Pfeiffer. 10 o'clock to 10:30 we have Ambassador Stitt and Sister Garnett. From 10:30 until 11, Sister Lucille. From 11 until 12 is Ambassador Stern. From 12 until 1 is Evangelist LaToya.
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 Thank you. From 1 until 2 a.m. is Ambassador Johnson.
Mother Willie Johnson.
Mother Willie Johnson. Okay, that's why I was looking at. I was writing that.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. So we have from 1 until 2 a.m. is Mother Willie Johnson.
Thank you.
From 2 until 3 is Dr. Bernard Johnson, Chief Ambassador. From 3 until 4 is Ambassador-elect Lacey and Sister Sheila. From 4 a.m. until 5 is Chief Ambassador. From 5 until 6 is Ambassador Stern. And at 6 o'clock is Chief Ambassador again.
All right. Is there anyone else who wants to take a time before we move from there? Anyone else? You want a time?
in.
All right. Have I been fair with anybody?
I'm
not going to be fair and be compassionate. All right. All right. I've got 1, 2, 3 times. I read my times. If there's anybody who wants to rest me up and take those times, one of them, I don't know how to open it. Read my times again. Master Jim.
You have from 9 until 9:30. You're doing the opening.
Yeah, that's put there on the 1,000 thank yous.
Okay.
I can't even give you time up. I have to keep that. Go ahead.
From 2 a.m. until 3 a.m. Central Time.
All right, that's
you're
available.
On again.
All right, that's available. And the other time?
From 4 until 5.
That's available.
And then
okay.
From 6 until 7.
That's not available. But the 2 a.m. or the 4 a.m., 2 to 3 or the 4 to 5 is available to anybody who wants to help. Amen. Anyone? All right. God bless you. Thank you so much. And the Lord is good and he's so kind. I'm just happy and excited about doing something for Jesus. A miracle is involved with it. You show God, see, God is so ultra-awesome. If you show him that you care, he will turn around. He's not a selfish God. He will turn around and perhaps give you a miracle that you've been praying for a long time. Amen. Because he's not going to let you outdo your caring for him. He's going to care more for you than you care for him. That's what he is. So,
Chief Ambassador Johnson.
Yes. Uh huh.
There are several people on this morning from the Texas prayer line. With you, this is Brother Voss in Texas, and would you make mention of what the shut-in is all about so some of them can get in on it tonight, please, sir? What's going on?
That's Prophet Voss. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And, I might say Ambassador Elect. Prophet Boss, because
yes, sir.
The Lord is certainly going to do that for him. And
yes, sir.
We want to welcome all of you from Texas. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank
the
you,
land
Jesus.
That I love, Texas. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And
yes, sir.
What we're simply doing is we've been making history, and that is having an all-night shut-in on the prayer line. We stay on it all night long, just simply staying before the Lord. I want to invite you. You can be at your church. You can be at your house. But take your blanket like the old saints used to do. No, just take it to the old church. And throw down there on the floor and lay prostrate before the Lord.
Oh,
stay before him all night long.
Oh,
amen. We're going to be thanking him all night long. I imagine before the night is over, we will thank him most individually. We'll have thanked him at least probably 4,000 or 5,000 times. That we're going to give him.
Thank you.
At 10 o'clock, we have Ambassador Schmidt and Sister Garnett. From 10:30 until 11, we have Sister Lucille. From 11 until 12 midnight, we have Ambassador Stern. From 12 midnight to 1 a.m., we have Evangelist LaTanya. From 1 a.m. until 2 a.m., we have Mother Willie Johnson.
Okay.
From 2 a.m. until 3 a.m., we have Dr. Johnson. From 3 a.m. until 4, we have Ambassador-elect Lacey and Sister Sheila.
All right, and that's it. All right, God bless you. If you can, listen.
press star 6 on your line with the line.
Please stand by. 860, please adjust your phone. Block members, it's okay.
Oh, yes, anyone here?
I don't know what's going on.
We just lost some chief ambassador. He'll be back.
Okay. When do the shut-ins start?
The shut-in starts tonight at 9 p.m. We start out with our blog line. Of course, you know the blog is at 9 p.m. to 9:30. So our chief ambassador will start, that starts the shut-in from at 9 p.m. tonight up until we go right into First Fruit Prayer Line at 6 a.m.
Okay.
So you could catch it all night long, right on your telephone.
Okay. And were there some more times available?
Well, who are we speaking with?
Pastor Sarah. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Stern.
Sarah. Sarah from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, I hear you. We tried to get.
Oh, okay.
We have an open.
God bless you. Are y'all there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Let me apologize to all of our guests. This is not normal. We're not able to be there. I have anybody on the board this morning because we're at the hospital. And the enemy is trying to take advantage of that. But we'll be able to handle that on tomorrow. Amen. And let me apologize to you. If you can hear me, I'm apologizing. Thank God. I want to ask everybody, mute your line. Everybody, mute your line. Press star 6.
Muted. Johnson, at Chief Ambassador.
All right, we got it. You get mute your line, everybody. Mute your line. Did everyone press star 6? Star 6, everyone. Star 6. Star 6. Star 6. You would press star 6. I love it when, you know, when things like this happen, it just says, just as we're getting ready to do our all-night shut-in, it just says that this is the will of God. God is pleased with them. Press star 6, meet your phone. Thank you, Jesus. Right. Let's just go to thanking God, everybody. If you would, thank the Lord with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. No, thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Oh, I'm walking in here. Put in your mind. Stop that. Press star 6. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
So
sick when you found the mute your phone.
Thank you.
Anybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. And then everybody in the Illinois area, to check that line. In that line. Check in the Illinois area. All right, check your line. And press star 6 if you would. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you. Won't you keep your line muted now, darling? Amen. I know the enemy is fine. There it is again. That means you're the one who has the line open. Mute your line again, and you'll see it will go away. Yeah, mute your line again. See, that's your line. Recognize it. Amen. Don't let me embarrass you. Amen. Because I don't want to call who's lying to me. Just mute the line. Mute the line. How many of y'all know the devil's trying to try me? Sometimes, see, the target many times is not you. The target is your chief ambassador. He wants to try to vex me. He wants to try to discourage me and everything else. And that's why I need your prayers so much. See, the enemy wants to make me go off, but I'm just laughing. Because it signifies that what we're doing is of the Lord. That's what it does. It says that this all-night shut-in is of the Lord. Why would the enemy try to attack if it wasn't of the Lord? The devil doesn't take time to do stuff like that unless you're doing something to hurt his kingdom. This one hurt his kingdom. People before the Lord all night long. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm at the hospital with my mother, and the enemy wants to try to take advantage of that, because if we were in the office, we'd be able to mute that right away. But thank God for all of you. I won't go back to it again. Amen. Let's see what you do when you don't know what to do. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going back to the praise report. Amen. Just after that, that's the praise report right there. God stopped it. Amen. But who has the praise report? The line is open to you. I need a 2 or 3. Come on. Somebody jump in there. God has been good to you. Amen. I'm waiting on you. Let's make the devil out of a liar. Who has a praise report?
Dr. Johnson, they may still be on mute.
Okay. All right. Unmute your phone, those.
God bless you.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. I am glorifying God for his blessings and his miracles. My God, so many things happened on yesterday, and God just answered prayer. The young lady I had mentioned before, that the mother had called and asked me to go over and pray for, that the doctor had found cancer in her breast.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her mid-40s, and they're pastors. And the mother had called. She'd be on here sometimes, and she called the radio station and gave that praise report that the daughter had gone back to the doctor, and they found no cancer. And this was just 2 months ago, hallelujah, that they had diagnosed her. And when she called and asked me to go and pray for her, we went over and prayed for her, and we continued to pray for her. And now 2 months later, they find no cancer. And I tell you,
thank God
for his miracles. And God is
you want to praise him with you?
Healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We're just trying to praise him with you. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. You. This young lady, she and her husband are pastoring, and they have children, and the church is a challenge to them. And anytime you're doing a work for the Lord, the devil try and come in and frighten you out of your work and out of your prosperity, out of your destiny. But God said it's not happening on his watch. Praise God. And I'm thanking God. Glory to God.
God bless you. Thank you so much. What
Thank
a wonderful
Lord.
Praise report. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lord.
Anybody else? Anyone else have a praise report? Jump in there and let us hear what God did. Talk a little louder.